Tough mem base, I'm an aleph, four lines from the top. Rabbi Yehuda, have they also gleil lebre, be Rabbi Yehuda, bar Chaviva. They were making a chasana, he was making a chasana with the daughter of Rabbi Yehuda, bar Chaviva. Aisula kamai pasa ba bekisnin, they brought before them pas haba bekisnin, the type of pas that you snack on, that the brachas and mezainas. Ki also, when he came shaminu du kamavarche hamoitzi, he heard that the people were making hamoitzi. Amar lohu, he said to them, my tzitzi de kashamena. What is this tzitzi, hamoitzi, like the sound of hamoitzi, tzitzi, that kind of sound? Dilma hamoitzi lechem naretz kemivarch yisu. Perhaps you're making the bracha of hamoitzi. Amar lein. Yes, that's the bracha we're making. He said, that's the bracha that you make, and Shmuel said that that's the halacha. No, ain't halacha ki Rabbi Muna. He said, the halacha is not like him. Didn't you yourself say in the name of Shmuel Lachmanias, the Lachmanias, the type of roles that we're talking about over here, are pas habal bekisin type of roles. These type of Lachmanias, mevorchen behen, you ma'arvin behem, you can make a ruvim with them, you can use them for an eruv. They're kosher for a ruv chatzeres. And you can make a bracha, and the bracha that you make on them is hamoitzi. So you yourself said that you make hamoitzi on them. So he says, shiny hasam de kavasudas alayu. That's different. That's only if you're kaveya suda, if you eat so much of it in the quantity that people would normally make an entire suda out of that, then if you're kaveya suda, the brachas amoitzi. But if you just snack on them, if you just eat them in a small quantity, you do not make hamoitzi on them. But if you're not kaveya suda, then no. He went to the house of Rav Huna bar Brei Rav Nosson, Basa de Gamra Suda Sayu. After they finished the meal, Aisul Kamayu, Midir Lamecha. So they gave him something to eat. So this was the dessert of the meal. Shakal Rav Papa Vekoachil. He took it and he ate it. Amalele Savar Lamar, Gomer Osim Leachol. Don't you hold that when you finish the meal, that you're not allowed to eat? When you finish the meal, then when the meal is over, you have to bench. You're not allowed to eat. So how could you now go take something to eat? Omar lahu solak itmar. He said, that's only when they remove the bread from the table. When they remove the bread, when it's solak, when the meal is completed, when it's not only when you finished eating, but when you when the meal is completed, when the bread has been removed from the table, then it's time for benching. It's time for benching, and you're not allowed to eat anything. But over here, even though we've stopped eating, but they haven't removed the bread, so it's not upon us yet to bench Berachas HaMazon. When they remove the tray from them, they went to the Reish Galusa to eat. After they removed the tray, they sent a portion from the house of the Reish Galusa. They sent and added an extra portion. Rava Achel, Rava ate it. Rav Zera loy Achel, Rav Zera did not eat it. Now here they remove the tray. Don't you hold that Solek, that when they remove the tray, you can't eat, it's upon you to bench? He said, no, we rely, this is not considered that the meal has been completed, because we're soimech on the Reish Galusa. We are totally on him, we're dependent on him. So it's not considered a hesach hadas and completed the meal, because we're always relying until the Reish Galusa says that it's time to bench. We are subservient to him on this, and if he sends us a portion, until he says it's time to bench, there's always the possibility that he will send us something, so it's not upon us to bench until that point where the Reish Galusa says it's time to bench. So we're talking about when it's considered the completion of the meal and when it's upon us to recite Birchas HaMazon. If a person at the end of the meal anoints himself, rubs his hands with oil, then it's not considered the completion of the meal and the time to start benching. It's not upon us to bench until that point when they are soch with the shem, with the oil. He says, we who are accustomed to rub our hands with oil at the end of the meal is not considered completed. It's not upon us to bench until that point in time. However, that's not the halacha, rather it is three things that have to be done immediately, one after the other. By the korbanos, when the bialim do smicha, they lean on the animal immediately thereafter, the korban has to be shechted. So it's tekivas, tekev, right away, immediately. After smicha, shechita, tekev, legula, tefillah. We say gol Yisrael, immediately we have to start at the Shmon Esrei after we say gol Yisrael. Tekev, lenetil siyadayim, bracha. The benching has to come immediately after netil siyadayim of maim achrayim. So it's not the end of the meal. The upon us to benching is not the oil. It's when we wash maim achrayim, and that's the halacha. Then the meal is considered to be concluded. It's completed, and it's upon us to bench, and we can't eat anything else. Amar mayafanan noimah. We can add on another area where we say takeoff, where it's immediately, where we find something that comes as an immediate consequence. Take of the Talmid Chachamim bracha, when we invite Talmid Chachamim into our home, immediately thereafter is a bracha. Shenemar vayvarachini Hashem biglalecha. Or you by saying, Mami Hacha, Shenemar vayvarach Hashem is based on Mitzvah biglal Yosef. So Lovan's house was benched because of Yaakov. Petiver's house was benched because of Yosef. Let's see the Mishnah. Berech ala yayin shalifnei hamozon, poter es hayayin shalachar hamozon. As Rashi points out, the custom was that before the meal, they used to drink wine, have some appetizers, and drink wine. Then they started the meal, and then at dessert time, they had wine again. If he made a birchas habrocha bori pri hagafen on the appetizer portion before the meal, that bori pri hagafen potters the wine that comes at the end of the meal. Berach ala parperes shelifnei hamozon. If he made a broch on the parperes, Rashi defines parperes as appetizers, which are all type of appetizers, which are like fish and meat, etc. But over here, the Mishnah says berach ala parperes shelifnei ma potters the parperes shelachar hamozon. It potters the parperes, the ones that come after the mazon, the dessert, at the dessert time. Berach ala pas, potter es haparperes. If he makes a bracha on bread, then he does not have to make a bracha on these type of parperes. Ala parperes, like potter es hapas. If he makes a bracha on the parperes, on the appetizers, it doesn't potter the pas. So before the meal, he had the appetizers. Now he's washing, he has the bread, he has to make a mitzvah lechem in aretz. The bracha he made on the appetizers do not potter the pas. Tosfos asks, if parperes over here, if the parperes we're talking about are these type of appetizers like pargies, dogim, and basar, etc., of course it doesn't potter the pas. These brachas are a shahakal, pas is a mitzvah. How can you possibly think that it's going to pater? What does the Mishnah mean? Pater, if he makes the bracha on the parperes, like pater is a pas. The Pnei Yeshua explains that in this context, what Rashi means is the parperes means that it means pas of baba kisnet. Meaning, parperes are all types of appetizers. Rashi explains that it could be pargius, it's pas of a dogim. Those are the type of appetizers that they had at the beginning of the meal. But in this context, the appetizers they also had were pas baba kisnin. And in this context, what the Mishnah means is that he made a bracha on the pas, his patras parperes that come during the meal, or even during the meal. But if he made a bracha on the parperes, in this context, it means on pas baba kisnin, which is a type of pas. That does not pater the lechem, the bread, the pas, because this is a mezainus and this is a mitzi. It does not pater it. Beishamim afim loy masakader, it does not also pater porridge made out of grits. It doesn't pater it either. The Gemara will explain what does beishamai mean to add over here. If they're sitting at a meal, each one should make his own bracha. Generally speaking, one person can be mitzi another person with a bracha, or another person with a mitzvah, or with a kriya's megillah, kriya's atar shemei ka'ina. By birchas hananin, unless there's a kviya, as Chazal said, that each one should make his own bracha. So during the meal, when they're sitting during the meal, each one should make his own birchas hananin. But Hasebu, if they have a kviyas, and in those days the kviyas was Hasebu, they used to recline. That's how they had a kviyas in a meal. Then Echad Mavarach Lekulon, if there's a kviyas, one can make a bracha for the others. Taisus points out that nowadays the kviyas, we're not noyig to be masiv. That's not how we sit at a meal. This is not Nagear in our times. If there's a kviyas that they're sitting together, then one can make the bracha for all of them. If wine was brought in the middle of the meal, each one should make his own bracha on the wine. Again, the Gemara will explain what we're referring to over here. Each one should make his own bracha on the wine. But if it's after the eating, then one can make the bracha for all of them. And that same person who makes the bracha on the wine, he makes the bracha, the boyim minu b'samim. It was customary that at the end of the meal, they used to have spice of b'samim and have the reyach, the smell from it. They used to burn it and have the incense. He's the one to make the bracha on the wine, should make the bracha on the mugmar. Even though it's brought only at the end of the suda, again, the Gemara will explain what we're referring to specifically over here.